Welcome to the BDO Wealth podcast series, Family Cues, guiding families through money moments. Life doesn't come with a manual, it comes with moments. Some bring joy, others bring challenge, but all of them shape our families, our futures, and our finances. At BDO Wealth, we recognize that financial planning is more than just the numbers. It's about making the most of everyday moments that have a financial impact on our lives. It's that delicate intersection of life and money. We call these life cues. They are life's turning points that prompt important financial choices. They might be career changes, family milestones, selling a business, or planning for retirement. And when these moments involve family, we call them family cues, money moments that touch the people closest to us. We use life cues as a prompt to help South Africans make the right financial decisions when it matters most. Financial planning is about navigating life's transitions and making sure your money supports what matters most. In this series, you'll hear from BDO Wealth financial planners and the families that they've supported. Personal conversations that show how thoughtful guidance can help turn difficult crossroads into meaningful opportunities. Let's dive into today's Family Cue. Welcome, Akona. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Ricardo. It's a pleasure being here.
Akona, today you and I are exploring a powerful family story that centers on navigating business ownership, succession, the family legacy that was intended out of that, and that all gave rise because of the loss of a loved one. The story you've titled is Business Succession and Family Legacy, the Velikazi story. What made the situation especially challenging for the family?
I think what made the situation challenging is the uncertainty around the family wealth preservation and the succession thereof. For Notando, that was the huge, biggest concern, because suddenly the life was changed by this business. And the person who founded and started the business was no longer in their lives. So what next? Mm. What happens to the family? What happens to the children? What happens to the business? Mm. So that really was their biggest concern.
Mm. Akona, what actually prompted the family to reach out to you?
Around the three main life cues, which was wealth preservation for the family, estate planning for Notando, and wealth diversification, because the sole source of wealth was just the business, not necessarily lifestyle assets. So it was business interest. The question is, how do we de-risk and diversify away where we're in a position where we have enough passive investment that is able to sustain our lifestyle without necessarily solely relying on the business?
There's a lot in there to unpack with the family. How did you approach this conversation with the Velikazi family?
The lead on the client relationship was one of the partners at BDO BSO. So he led the first initial consultation with the family. I sat in the meeting just listening to the family story, asking and prompting questions to say, Notando, do you see Palisa, who's the daughter, being involved in the long run in the business? Palisa, do you see yourself being involved in the business? Do you see yourself getting married and starting something else? And there's a younger chap there, Lukol. Lutkolo, where do you see yourself in the context of the family business? So it was the purpose of the initial discussion was to understand the family's objective, where they are, okay, and also the experience they've had given the passing of Tsepo, who started the business, and not create the same experience should Notando pass away.
Can you walk us through the steps, Akona, that you took? And it sounds like there was a larger team here that you actually took to help the Velikazis deal with the succession issues of ownership, protecting the family's legacy, and establishing wealth protection mechanisms.
I took this as a project, so it was not transactional. So the first step was to get the relevant people in the room from various disciplines. For example, a director in the tax department was involved from a tax planning perspective. A person from BSO to draft the various legal contracts that are needed to effect the transaction was involved. The Shuko, which is, you know, they were involved from a registration of the company perspective. Our in-house attorney as well was involved in terms of reviewing the existing trust deed of the family trust. And then I broke down this into project. Okay, what's the first step here? First step, probably Nothando's will has last been updated 10 years ago. Let's update her last will and testament. Second thing is tax planning. Third thing, let's review the trust deed. If the class of beneficiaries are appropriate and aligned to the family objective. So I broke these into various chunks and sort of project managed that over a 8-month period. And I was the primary contact point to the family. Whenever they had questions around the next steps, around certain documents they needed to sign, they contacted me and obviously the lead partner as well. So, which then reduces the confusion for the family in terms of who they reach out to and what documents they're signing.
I like the fact that you broke it up into a project. You dealt with the tax, you dealt with the estate planning, and you dealt with the legal contracts. Just zoning on the restructuring of the family trust and use that to sort of play a role in safeguarding the business for future generations.
So what was important for me, the first question I asked the family around the existing family trust was, from a trust admin and governance perspective, where are they standing? Often people think they have a trust in place, but there's no trust bank account. There are no resolutions. And it's just something they've established 20 years ago and nothing really happened. So the first thing was to make sure that the governance of the trust is up to date from an annual financial statement perspective, tax returns, resolutions that must be in place are in place. Then before we then establish the company, which then was owned by the trust, there's no point in housing a company owned by a trust that is non-compliant. It defeats the purpose. So that was very crucial for me to look into and bring in our in-house trust administration specialists to guide the family along those lines.
According, were there any other key actions that you took as part of this financial planning journey for the family?
What was important as part of the comprehensive review of the family wealth, which included what life policies are in place, what investments are in place, and obviously Nothando's tax as well, is her tax up to date as the direct and shareholder of the existing company. So she had some portfolios in place, but the structure of it, she had large sums of money in money market. Then she was forced every year when she's doing a tax return to do a top up into a retirement annuity fund. But she was sitting around about $500,000 interest income. How do we then make that efficient? If you're going to have large sums of money in the money market, but you haven't touched the money for the past 5 years, and you're not going to touch the money for the next 10 years, because you are receiving dividends from the existing company, which is sufficient to sustain your lifestyle. I looked at that as part of the wealth diversification and wealth preservation, and also looked at the various investment vehicles, for example. This was a unit trust portfolio. I then looked, how about placing an endowment? Does it make sense for the family? Not the whole money, maybe a portion of it from an estate planning perspective. Does it make sense? Do we then do a top up into a retirement annuity? How much do we put in? I looked at all those various investment vehicles in the context of the family situation and objectives.
The financial planning journey was very comprehensive, and that clearly added a lot of value according to the family. I'm interested to hear how you help the family feel supported and empowered as opposed to being overwhelmed through this process.
So what was important for me was to first understand the medium of communication that they like to use. For example, Balisa, she's running the family business. She's studying as well at the same time. So often when I do send an email that's important, I would prompt her via WhatsApp. And to her, that was quite convenient. And she was the main person that I talked to in terms of the family wealth. I would not necessarily go to Nothando, who was the 100% shareholder of the business, because she, from a financial literacy perspective, you know, most of the terms would fly through to her head. She trusted Palisa, the child, to run with the project. So that, to me, was very important to understand from inception.
So understanding those family dynamics was central to the success and the value that you created for the family.
And the experience as well, you know, and not create confusion by sending emails or communication to a person who's not positioned to give you what you want.
Akona, were there moments in the journey with the family and to date that stand out for you where you saw that the family's confidence grew or their peace of mind grew?
One instance when the partner who was based in Cape Town flew down to our offices here in Uluvo to meet the family in our offices. We've always had Teams meeting, but the in-person meeting, you know, the experience from the reception to the meeting room, there are five people. You have legal, you have tax, and you have the lead relationship holder, and you have myself in the room. So that really sort of so solidified their confidence in BDO.
Looking ahead, what does the outcome now look like for the Vilakazi family today, Kona?
So the outcome is this complete confidence that BDO Wealth, or BDO as a whole, is their financial guide. And often when they want to make financial decision, they would contact me first. For example, police will contact me and say, according to national fact, I want to buy a new car. Mm. Do I need a new car? Police will relax. Your car is 3 years old and it's, you know, it's a top range car. You can drive this car for the next 10 years. Let's talk about your retirement planning in the context of your family business. So to me, that highlighted the confidence they have in us as the financial guide in their financial journey when they have faced with major financial decisions.
I would hazard a guess that there's a lot of business owners listening in that may relate to the similar transition of ownership and succession planning. What advice would you give to other families that are considering the similar transition or maybe planning for the succession?
So what I've seen with business owners is that they never have time to attend to wealth preservation, if I may put it that way. They always focus on the day-to-day running the business. But often what happens is you leave things until too late. And your loved ones are left in a very painful position and experience, which have a real impact in terms of their lifestyle, in terms of their future, right? So let's attend to what is important. First thing is first, do you have an updated will in place? And that should be the starting point for any business owner. Then everything will just fall into place because that will be the foundation of further conversations.
Kona, thank you for sharing your insights. This has been an interesting conversation.
Thank you, Ricardo. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Family Cues, Guiding Families Through Money Moments. Every story we share is a reminder that financial planning isn't just about numbers. It's about people. It's about helping families make decisions that feel right, that last, and that honor what matters most. At BDO Wealth, we guide you to make the most of your wealth, not just for today, but for every chapter in your life. Because when you plan for life's cues properly, you create a future that will be remembered for the right reasons. If this resonated with you, explore more at www.bdowealth.co.za and be sure to join us for the next episode in our Family Cues podcast series, BDO Wealth, your financial guide.